came home with an armful, and I put poinsettias in those vases, poinsettias, and I said, "Boy, I can splurge," I said. "I'm using my neighbor's poinsettias." Now, you see, you can plant those from cuttings.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Well, does anyone with a small pond or lake, does that ever get covered with ice?
No. That would be a rare thing.
Well, what would you say would happen if that happened? You'd say the lake did what?
It was frozen over. Maybe at times it might be a little thin, little, you know, but...
You'd never have a... What would you call a thin one with that?
Very, well,
You'd say
just
lake.
A thin, just a thin coating of ice or something like that, you know, you'd say.
So would you say the lake did what last night?
Well, the lake has thin coating of ice.
So
but
it would
be so thin that you put your finger on it and it would go down.
So you said the lake froze over, or would you say that?
No, because the lake wouldn't be frozen. We'd say it had just a thin coating of ice. It's what I would say.
But if it was solid?
Oh, well, then I'd say, well, the lake is frozen over.
But you wouldn't, that wouldn't happen very often. That is interesting because it happens a lot where I live. And we were speaking of heat like that. You know, you said that these are gas logs here, but you had a stove in your kitchen, a wood burning stove.
Well, an iron stove, but you burn wood.
Well, when the wood burned, did it leave anything in there?
What do you mean?
Did you ever have to clean out all the...
Oh, yes. Yes, you put papers on the floor and a shovel, a little shovel, you know. Well, no, I don't have a little shovel about so long, this wide, the long handle, and you reach in there, and you'd have a bucket. And I watched take that bucket and put it in. Clean it out perfectly.
What was all that stuff that you'd get out of there?
Well, it just sort of a grayish looking, have you seen? You've seen if you've ever been out in the woods.
Is it the same thing as up in the chimney?
What?
You know, you said there was stuff up in the chimney.
Oh, soot. Now, ever so often, your chimneys can catch on fire. But maybe every 2-3 years, I had a tall broom, and they'd get up there and clean that out.
That stuff down in the bottom,
that
you black
call that? Soot. I think it's S-O-O-T. And I imagine some of these people, I mean from the north, they might call it soot, but we call it soot. What do y'all call it?
Soot.
Do you? Well, we agree on that.
Well, what about the stuff in the bottom, what do you call that?
What do you mean?
The stuff that you get out with a little shovel.
That's soot. The other was ashes. Ashes. Oh, in the kitchen stove, that was ashes. Lord, we used to rake it out of here, you know, with this long shovel. And we had a bucket and we'd take the ashes out of here because we had gas logs, you know. I mean,
Gas logs?
I don't mean gas logs. Mesquite wood.
Oh, that would leave.
Yeah, I mean wood logs, you know.
What kind of ashes did mesquite wood leave?
Oh, the same thing. Sort of a gray. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were telling me about your daughter-in-law, and you said that every closet in her house was full of stuff. What do you call, did you ever have a room in any house you ever lived in where you would just put maybe a chair that had a broken arm or something? You know,
that was the upstairs deal up here when my son's cleared out. Oh, Lord, isn't and when we sold the home, that was chock full of furniture. And it was all very nice antique furniture, which I divided up with the children. And then my brother had some.